It is 28 minutes before 1 o'clock as you stay tuned to Around Noon here on 90.3. Now, musical groups don't often last over 30 years, especially in the world of rock and roll. But WCPN's Chris Boros profiles a British band coming to our neck of the woods this weekend that survived the test of time with a passion for performing.
When a band of musicians has been around for over 30 years, it's inevitable that members will come and go. This is certainly the case for England's The Straubs. But at the helm has been Dave Cousins, who founded the group in the mid-60s. The Straubs experienced major chart-topping success in the 70s, and this weekend, Dave Cousins, along with Dave Lambert and Brian Willoughby, will be bringing a stripped-down acoustic version of the band, playing in Columbus tomorrow and in Belleville, Ohio on Sunday. I recently spoke with Dave Cousins from The Road about the last 30 years of The Straubs and what we can expect from this weekend's shows. I first asked him why, after over 30 years of The Straubs, he's still at it.
I've always enjoyed playing music. I didn't play for a long, long time, but that was down to a management difficulty that we had, or I had, and so I had to go and get a job. So off I went and worked in radio for a long time, but I've come back to playing music. I'm enjoying playing music more than I've ever done, I think, at the moment.
How do you feel about critics who diss older bands for trying to continue?
I think they're a joke. Yeah. And I think, why shouldn't somebody, if you're a carpenter, you carry on being a carpenter for the rest of your life. If you're a cabinet maker, you can be a cabinet maker for as long as you want. It seems people have this ageist thing that older people shouldn't be playing music. And it's all down to young people. That's absolute rubbish.
The witch was started singing with a strange, unearthly sound. My fingers grew like branches. I stood rooted to the ground. And the spell is still unbroken. I am still a hidden slave. Till the casket from the witch would bear my body to the grave.
The Straubs' sound has gone through many different musical incarnations throughout the years, from acoustic folk to all-out mellotron-filled prog rock.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, when the Straubs first started out in the mid-60s, it started out basically as an acoustic duo known as the Strawberry Hill Boys.
Yeah.
And that was around, in the mid-60s, 65?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff were you playing in those early years when you were in the folk clubs?
We were playing mostly bluegrass music. And I was fascinated by the sound of a five-string banjo and, taught myself to play the thing. But then we started to write our own songs. And, of course, the music didn't really fit anymore. It didn't fit into the folk clubs. And the songs that I was writing really were never really folk songs. They were always sort of rock songs, if you like. It's just that we never, ever played electric guitars in those days, so I didn't know how to.
I wandered far onto the lonely moors. Sparse coarse tufts of grass reached out to trip me. And above my head the leaden clouds hung low. As I turned my face into the wind.
Was it difficult when you finally did plug in to take those songs and make them into an electric, full-out rock version?
Not really, no. It's astonishing to think that with Rick Wakeman, he joined the band and we were very much a folk trio at that time with string bass. He was very much joined a folk group. And then suddenly we realized it didn't work. We got bass player and drummer in, and suddenly within a year we were playing rock music.
Miles around, bringing their wives and children.
Triton. Doctor snapping at their heels, jumping on each other's backs. Hear their squeals.
Before all of this happened, and before Rick Wakeman joined the band, and even before you released the first record in 69, you teamed up with, at that point, rising English folk singer Sandy Denny.
Yeah.
And actually recorded an album with her that was supposed to be the first Straub's record.
Yes, it was.
But that never happened.
No, by a stroke of fate, we made the album with Sandy. It happened quite by accident. I went down to a folk club and saw this young girl sitting on a chair playing a guitar and singing with the best voice I'd ever heard. And afterwards, as a sort of joke, I went up to her and said, "Do you want to join a group?" And she said, "Who are you?" And I said, "The Straub." She said, "Yeah, all right."
The hands on the clock keep turning round. They point to the time of the day. But time means nothing with you by my side, though sometime I'll be on my way. Down the road to go. There's nothing between you and me. I'll take a boat down the river, my love, and sail away to the sea. I'll sail away to the sea."
So we started to rehearse. We made the album. She came back, and she was nervous at the fact that we wanted to go into the pop world. She wanted to stay in the sort of folky world. And so she played the record to Joe Boyd, who was the producer of Fairport Convention. And he said, "No, why don't you come and join this lot and drop that lot?"
And then she went over to Fairport.
Yeah, we were a bit disappointed at the time.
Sure.
But as it happened, A&M sent us enough money over to make a single, which was Oh How She Changed.
Oh, how she changed with every passing.
We got in Gus Dudgeon, and he brought in Tony Visconti to do the arrangement. So we had the best two producers in the country working on our first single.
Oh, 90.3's Chris Borrow speaking with the Straub's Dave Cousins. The band plays this weekend as an acoustic trio. Up next, more music from the Straub's and further details on their upcoming Ohio gigs this weekend. That's as you stay tuned to Around Noon here on 90.3.
Do you have a favorite recipe handed down from Grandma? We'd like you to share it. Watch for a very special edition of WVIZ PBS Cooks. G is for Grandma's Cooking on Saturday, May 31st at 11. Send in Grandma's favorite recipes to WVIZ PBS, 4300 Brook Park Road, Cleveland, 44134. Or email your recipe to recipe@wviz.org. And don't forget to tune in for G is for Grandma's Cooking, Saturday, May 31st at 11 a.m.
Welcome back to Around Noon here on 90.3. I'm Chris Boris, and we'll hear more of my interview with Dave Cousins from the Straub's in just a second. They play this weekend in an intimate acoustic setting. First, though, we'll hear the title track to the Straub's' 1973 album, Hero and Heroine. Somehow, they'll be performing this monstrous epic song on three acoustic guitars. The Straub's on 90.3.
His sail was set in search of land. His life out solely by him, and was guided by the tide. Heroine, off easy wide, she beckoned like some savior bright. Shipwrecked sailors in the night were made welcome to her side. Where one man's search was surely cease the irresistible white fleeced hero in search of the peace which she alone could offer. Thus he knelt before her feet, wary lest their eyes should meet. He knew his life was incomplete, for he had yet to suffer.
When the Straubs finally made that first record, I understand that there were some problems right off the bat and that the record company didn't really like it. It made you guys change it a little bit.
Well, my favorite group at the time was the Bee Gees. And so I decided I wanted to make a Bee Gees record. And when the record company thought that we were a psychedelic group. And so when they heard our Bee Gees record, they said no thanks. And sort of made us take half the tracks off. Then we replaced them with songs like The Battle.
As darkness fell, both camps withdrew, their soldiers slain like cattle, leaving the rooks to feast alone, the victors of the battle. At evensong, both camps reviewed their sad, depleted ranks, as survivors of the battle gave God their grateful thanks.
Epic songs like The Battle and other tunes down the line like Heroin, Heroin, they would often find themselves right alongside these nice, almost simple acoustic little folk songs.
Yeah.
Do you have any theories as to why or how these big epic tunes next to these little acoustic numbers work so well?
I just think it's the total contrast.
Crowded afternoon and there's not enough room in the city today. The people assembled to hear what resembled evangelists say. Some came just to see them for a laugh, others to be free. Fools must pretend to be wise with the faith that we use as a heavy disguise.
A little later down the line, though, in the Straubs' evolution, this combination of styles, the big epic tunes and the folk songs and some of the top 40 material, kind of got in the way a little bit, and that you wanted to continue with the epic tunes and the other band members didn't.
Yeah.
Was there a problem at that point then, trying to...
Yeah, I think it was a totally different opinions were formed. Because we had a big, big hit in England with Part of the Union.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, get on, get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
John Ford and Richard Hudson really wanted to carry on doing those short 3-minute songs. That divided our audience completely. At one time, we were the college darlings. And when Part of the Union came out, we suddenly attracted teenage girls. Now, that had its attraction, obviously. But the audience, our old audience, immediately left because they thought we'd sold out to the charts.
Interestingly enough, they actually tried kicking you out of the band. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, they decided they wanted to replace me. They didn't want me as lead singer anymore.
Obviously, that didn't happen.
No, I got rid of them. I've made more records in the last year than I had in years. You know, we made the Rock and Roll album. I made an album with Rick Wakeman called Hummingbird.
Right, just you and him, right?
Yeah, that was last year. And we've also just now put out another album called Blue Angel.
Let's talk about Blue Angel. How did that record come about, and why did you decide now was the time to do a full band Straubs album? Because it's been at least 10 years or so, maybe more, since a full band album.
Yeah. The thing is, my publisher paid for some studio time for us in a top-quality studio. So we had the opportunity to make some really classy tracks. And the band was the natural environment for it.
Some 30-plus years later now, it seems that the Stroms have almost come full circle and that here you are again in an acoustic trio setting.
Well, I think we've come full circle. I think we're halfway around the other side again now with the Blue Angel album coming out.
True.
So we keep moving. The Stroms can't stand still.
It's been a while since you've come back to the States. When were you here last?
15 years ago, I think, and that was only for about 6 shows. Before that, it was 25 years.
And you're here now for, what, a good couple of months on tour?
Yeah, we're halfway through the tour now. We've done 3 weeks, and we've got another 4 to go.
How's it going so far?
Incredible. The reaction has been little short of astonishing. The audiences are so thrilled to see us. They never thought they'd ever see us again.
You know that there's no way the Stroms are going to put out a hit record and they're going to, you know, there's going to be some huge popularity again, but that doesn't seem to really faze you.
Not really, no. I feel much more happy playing to an intimate audience as we do now because they get the chance to hear the words properly. I can explain the stories behind the songs. They're adoring that element of it. They say they'd rather see us like that in this intimate setting than perhaps on a big stadium stage.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing these shows this weekend, and I can't wait to see what's in store for us.
Well, you may be surprised.
Well, that's always what I'm looking for. Dave Cousins from the Stroms, I really appreciate your time, and thanks so much for the tunes.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks very much indeed.
That was Idea Stream's Chris Borrows speaking with Dave Cousins from the Stroms. The band plays this weekend in an intimate 3-piece acoustic setting. They take the stage tomorrow night in Columbus, but for a show a bit closer to home, you can catch them this Sunday in Belleville, Ohio. They'll perform a matinee show at 2 in the afternoon at the Belleville Opera House, located on the corner of Routes 13 and 97 in Belleville. The concert is being organized by the Highlands of Ohio, and for more information on the show, you can contact them at 419-522-5058. That's 419-522-5058. You can also find out more about the Stroms by logging on the homepage of our website at wcpn.org. And joining us now in the studio is WCPN's Chris Borrows. And Chris, I've got to ask once again. You're a guy in your mid 20s.
Yeah.
How does a young man like yourself get involved in the music of a mature band like
well,
the Stroms?
You know, gee, it's really all discovery, and that's I think one of the most fun things about getting into music. It's not only the tunes, but it's discovering the tunes. It's finding the bands.
Were you combing through the record bins again? the
yeah,
cutouts?
Pretty much. Yeah. Actually, the cutouts don't even exist anymore.
That's right. I'm dating myself.
So these are all import CDs that I have to buy for like $18. So, but it's worth it. I mean, this band is very eclectic, and they do a lot, you know, so many different styles.
Is that what you like about them, the variety or something else?
I like music that is constantly changing and constantly giving me something new. Like, even in the middle of a song, it'll be all rocked out, but then in a minute, they'll change and do some acoustic thing, and it's just this whole package that works for me.
Yeah, so it's the short attention span that really works.
Come on now, Dee. I like big epic songs, you know, 20 minutes.
No, I know. So I understand you've got another report coming our way from Cedar Point.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, I went to Cedar Point to ride the new coaster, the Top Thrill Dragster, and I don't want to give too much away, but it's pretty funny what happened with me and Bobby Jackson riding the ride, and I'll have all that for you in maybe a week or so.
Great. I'm going to look forward to that. Chris, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Chris is the technical producer for Around Noon, and coming up in the next hour, we invite you to stay tuned for a conversation about debating President Bush's...